Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 25th, 2024. Understand each other without words. Question: if one of the spouses in a family notices how the other is working on his egoism, should he praise him for this? Answer: no, you do not need to praise or talk about it, otherwise, it will confuse everything. It is best to just try to understand each other without words. That is much stronger, much more impressive, and gives everyone deeper work on themselves. If you feel that you are working on yourself and trying to change somehow, but you do not see this from your partner, then you need to somehow hint to him to do this or that, that here, for example, he has the opportunity to lower himself a little. Everyone has their own egoism, and everyone works on it. To help your partner in this work, you need to lead by example. From CAB TV's Male and Female, March 5, 2024. The goal is to reach the qualities of the Creator. Question: how does it happen that the fire that warmed us and nurtured our love suddenly turns into something consuming? Where is the main oversight? When does it suddenly turn around? Answer: on one hand, perhaps the spouses forget that they receive a connection between them through the Creator and they throw him out of their relationship. On the other hand, they forget that they have a common goal in front of them and that it is unchangeable and unshakable. If there are children, then there is nothing to talk about at all. After all, we live not only for ourselves, but also for the sake of our children. Question: as I understand it, our goal is to reach love, the qualities of the Creator. How do children contribute to this? Answer: children contribute by forcing you to rise above your egoism and sacrifice it for their sake. Question: why exactly should the Creator be between a man and a woman? Answer: otherwise they would hardly unite with each other and continue their existence together. From CAB TV's Male and Female, March 5, 2024. What the media should teach? Question: how can all the media that surround us transform into Kabbalistic media, meaning that it would carry useful and not just stupid information? Answer: the media should educate people in such a way as to direct them toward global, integral unification. There is nothing more they can do. Naturally, this would not be Kabbalistic education, but a correct social and moral unity. Kabbalistic unity will come to people gradually, when they begin to correctly connect with each other under the guidance of Kabbalists. Then they will begin to feel that in this unity there is some kind of internal force, an internal property, that lifts and inspires them. Then they will begin to behave differently. From CAB TV's I Got a Call. Kabbalistic Media, January 18, 2012. Living by the laws of the Torah. Question: what does it mean to live by the laws of the Torah? Answer: everything we should receive from the Torah is intended solely to help us live better. Question: when the Torah helps people, they fulfill the commandments. But how can one check whether the Torah is helping them or if they are performing actions of bestowal to receive? Answer: one must progress further and gradually will begin to see. Question: is it possible to reach a state where the Torah constantly protects you on the path so that you are always in joy and ascent? Answer: we cannot achieve the ideal state because we are not in final correction, Gamma Tikkun, but gradually get closer to it. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 6, 2024. Writings of Baal HaSulam: all the work is only where there are two ways, Part 1. The Creator understands everything. Question: should I feel guilt for not observing a commandment and ask for forgiveness from the Creator? Or will efforts in the work be a better apology? Answer: generally, both are good. You don't have to apologize, You just need to feel your mistakes. That is already good. The Creator understands everything. At the same time, you should have a sense of guilt, but one that does not hold you back in your development. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 6, 2024. Writings of Baha Sulam. All the work is only where there are two ways, Part 1. Questions about spiritual work, 90. Question: What does it mean to learn the ways of the Creator? Answer: It means to learn the correct ascent toward the goal of creation. Question: The Torah was given to us for the sake of attaining unity, so we need to constantly strive to unite with soul and heart. How can we transition from an individual approach to mutual connection to unity in the Ten? Answer: With the help of the upper light that unites us and affects our connection. In this way, we begin to feel ourselves as one common whole and feel what this evokes in us. Question: What does it mean that the Torah will teach a person? Why doesn't a person learn, but the Torah teaches him? It feels like the Torah is active, and the student is passive. Answer: Yes, a person simply opens himself to the influence of the upper light, the influence of which is called the Torah. And a person acquires an understanding of what he is doing and where he is ascending. Question: We are approaching the Women's Congress. It is as if we are at the finish line, but internally we are sleeping. What is the importance of this day? We are all worried about what is happening in the world, and here is such a chance. How do we not miss this chance? Answer: We have such a chance every day. Pray, ask in any words. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 3, 2024. Writings of Baha Sulam. The Torah, the Creator, and Israel are one. The New Role of Israel. Question: What new role of Israel should be revealed as a result of the war? Answer: Israel's role in our time should be revealed in serving as an example for humanity, demonstrating how to treat each other, how to care for one another, and how to bring the entire world to peace. Question: Are you talking about setting an example? Answer: Yes. Question: Should we be the ones to set the example? You always insist on the importance of setting an example. Answer: Yes, there is no other way. Comment: This of course offends many, but perhaps there is no avoiding it now. My response: What does it matter if this offends them? The important thing is that this is the truth. Question: What example should Israel set? Answer: The example of correct relationships between all people. I am not saying between armies or states. I am saying between all people. From CapTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, February 12, 2024.